The Albanese government will hand down its fifth budget tonight, with the Treasurer Jim Chalmers saying it will be very ambitious, with a big focus on housing. The budget is expected to feature changes to the capital gains tax discount and negative gearing in a bid to get younger Australians into the housing market. 17-year-old Erica from the New South Wales Central Coast says she'll be watching the budget with great interest.
I want to see reforms on housing because I know our tax system currently makes it really rewarding to own a lot of properties, like as an investment. And I believe, well, I know that that's from negative gearing and capital gains. For me, having an affordable housing option or help from the government, well, that's what I want to see. And I think the budget should aim to protect young people that do not have the same opportunity as other wealthier generations who own a lot of the houses.
That's 17-year-old Erica there. Katie Gallagher is the Federal Minister for Finance, Public Service, Government Services and also Minister for Women, and joins me in our Parliament House studio. Minister, welcome back.
Thank you.
What does the government know now about the extent of intergenerational inequality that you didn't know at the last election?
Well, Sally, as you know, our focus in housing has been on supply. When we came to government, we'd seen a decade prior of no Commonwealth investment in housing, and that had built up a lot of pressure. So our first response was to look at re-enter the housing policy area for a start, invest in supply, look at different models and ways to do that, including through the Housing Australia Future Fund, and then, you know, keep looking at what needs to happen to shift the dial and make the system fairer, particularly for younger generations. And, you know, governments have to deal with these entrenched challenges when you're working through all of these issues, and we've done that, and that'll be reflected in this budget. I think it's really about, you know, the levers available to make sure that younger generations are getting a fairer deal when it comes to housing, and you'll see the decisions we've taken around that.
So is this because the supply policies haven't worked?
Not at all. I think it's in addition to that, you know, looking at all options available to the Commonwealth Government and to assist with supply. So it's, you know, it's all of our housing programs, 5% deposit, the Housing Australia Future Fund, the partnership we've had with the states and territories, the announcement made by Claire O'Neill on the weekend or yet around enabling infrastructure, $2 billion to do the kind of the, you know, back end of housing development, all the, you know, connections and all of that kind of thing that state and territory and local government struggle with at times being there. So, and then looking, you know, and I don't want to preempt what the Treasurer will announce tonight. It's a bit difficult being on your show on budget morning. But then looking at all of the other impact, you know, issues that impact on affordability and accessibility and having to deal with those, and you'll see that reflected in the budget.
What's your message to older Australians who may be worried or unhappy about these potential changes and worried that they may lose out? What's your message to them?
Look, well, for a start, I think there's a lot of older Australians, and I'd include myself in that category, who worry about their children and their grandchildren and the deal that they, or the hardship they face in housing in particular. So I think there is a lot of understanding across the community about governments needing to respond to try and make housing more affordable. But this, you know, and again, I don't want to preempt some of the detail that the Treasurer will outline later, but, you know, this budget tries to do a lot of things, and one of it is about fairness. You know, it's about resilience, it's about reform, it's about relief, it's about getting the budget in better shape, and, you know, we'll have lower debt, lower deficits and a stronger budget position as well. And we've managed to do all of that in a pretty volatile, uncertain environment where we've had new issues coming at us. But, you know, I hope Australians look at the budget in its entirety and sort of see how all of that sits together.
So for older Australians who have taken advantage of some of the economic policies that have tilted in their way, is it time for them to give up some of the advantage that they've had so it's fairer for younger Australians? Is that what addressing inequality is about?
Well, look, this isn't about generation versus generation. This is, you know, and the budget also has quite a focus.
It's about righting things.
Well, it's about making sure that there is fairness across the board, and no one's begrudging people's ability to buy houses, have investments. You know, this budget actually has a heavy focus on older Australians as well, with investments in aged care and the like, because those pressures are there and we need to ensure we're looking up after older Australians. So that's part of the budget as well. But it is about fairness across the board, and it's not about pitting one generation against the other. People make these decisions based on the arrangements at the time, and that's fine, and that, you know, should be acknowledged. But we also have to look at what's coming next, and increasingly younger people are being locked out and feel extremely frustrated with the position they're in around, you know, their ability to become an owner of a house, which, you know, many of us grew up in this country believing was the Australian dream.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. I'm speaking with the Finance Minister, Katie Gallagher. The next time that the Albanese government makes an election promise, should we take that as a promise, or should we take it as something that will change within a year?
Well, again, I think Australians expect governments to respond to the situations they face at the time. I mean, we've had a heavy focus the first year on delivering against all of our election commitments, which we have done. But, you know, if, and I, again, not preempting decision, the announcements the Treasurer makes later tonight, but if a government changes its mind, comes to a different view, gets advice that has an alternate position, whatever, then their job is to front up and explain why they have come to that decision. I think that's the responsibility of governments. And, you know, again, that's what part of what we're doing now. It'll be what we do tomorrow and ongoing. But I think, again, if people see the budget as a whole, see what it's trying to do, I think there is a lot of support to make sure that younger Australians are, you know, getting a fairer deal.
A final question. We've just got a minute or so up our sleeve. The Treasurer says the budget has an element of political risk. What is that risk, do you think?
Well, I think whenever, you know, one of the big parts of the budget, we've gone through them, there's, you know, resilience, relief, you know, through the tax cuts, through Medicare, urgent care clinics, etc. And then there's reform. And, you know, reform isn't easy. And, you know, there's obviously contested space and it's political, that comes with risk. But, you know, I feel confident that when you take a risk, if you've got the right reasons and the right policy underpinnings to that, then, you know, that's a risk worth taking, because this matters for future generations.
Katie Gallagher, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.